Anderson had come to be our pastor around that time. We wanted an infant baptism. Pastor Anderson expected that before we had a child baptized as an infant, we became members of the church. So Jim and I were members of his first membership class, along with Jim and Margaret McConnell. Some of you may remember them. They're both now deceased. Our daughter was still being carried around, so it had to be within the first 10 months of 1967 when we had her baptized. Now, I admit that I use birth dates, dates of our children, anniversaries, things like that, unlike the men in my life who kind of use cars, the date of the car and the model of the car that we were driving when something happened, to keep track of dates. Come on, you guys, you know you do that. I have different ways of keeping track, but that's how I do it, is by dates. Anyway, my Bible studies have been in the classroom here at church, over in the school gym when we were over there, over in the annex when we had the annex, in homes and in parks, all around the community with a lot of you people. But no matter where we have studied the Bible, learning how to live the Bible really occurred as I lived my life out amongst all of you people. I listened to you teach. I observed your life. I was affected by your life. And I remember one particular class. It was over in the gym. We were studying neighbors, scriptures about how we treat our neighbors. And we were in a big circle. We had a large class at that time. We all related stories about our neighbors and how they treated us and how we treated them and blah, 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 blah. And we had a lot of sharing that went on. And I remember at the end of the class, our leader, it was a lay leader, he sat back and he said, "You know, we've had a lot of things to say this morning, but bottom line is what it says here in the Bible. We are to love our neighbors as we love ourselves." Bingo. That really impacted me. And that's the kind of teaching that I've received from this church. And I've learned to live the Bible by sharing in things like that. By sharing the joy of new life, our childbirths and our adoptions and our marriages and our new homes and our new jobs and our hopes and dreams for the future. And also in our sadness and losses, the death of our loved ones, both young and old, the breakup of marriages and the disruptions of relationships, the loss of jobs, the pain of illness, car accidents, chronic illness, sudden illness that takes people away from us before we're prepared. I've learned through the love of others who shared with us as we rejoiced and as we grieved. And I've learned as we have stood beside each other as a community, as we have celebrated our joys and endured our griefs, what it means to live out these scriptures, this love of Christ that's in each of our hearts. We've learned the power of prayer in a community that believes in prayer. I loved this particular Bible study because of the informal way it was written. It was like these letters were written to us. And I've often imagined Bretton Woods as an early Christian church. I don't know, maybe it's the simplicity, maybe it's the smallness, I don't know. But I've thought often that we were like an early church. And the letters, the epistles, have meant a lot to us. Sometimes I wonder what Paul would have written in a letter to the believers at Bretton Woods Church. What would he have to say to us? Would he encourage us because of our small numbers? Would he have encouraged us not to become discouraged or disheartened? Would he have corrected us for some behavior or for some loss of joy that we felt when we first believed? I'm not sure. But I am certain that we worship a God who has promised to be with us when we gather in his name, that we have access to a Holy Spirit and that his guidance is present to those who seek. The song we just sang, we have a God who is with us. And I suspect, in fact, I know that the presence of the Holy Spirit is why our community and our community study and community life is so critical to the church as a whole, to our neighborhoods, and to each one of us and the people that we love and care about and influence. We may never know the influence that we have on others. As we share our thoughts and insights and our questions at Bible studies, are we not sharing the Holy Spirit that is living among us and speaks through each of us? Sharing the new insight or reassurance we felt when reading a particular Bible verse might be a blessing to others in the class. Or sharing the nagging question or the troubling conflict the verse seems to present to our lives might just be for the benefit of others in the class as much as it is for ourselves. Or it might be the opening for another to bless us with new insights or shared experiences that give us that insight. Recognizing how intertwined our lives are through our shared faith not only leads us to greater appreciation and humility, but to a greater desire to live out the life that God has given us to live. In a few minutes, I'm going to sit here and I'm just going to wait quietly. I hope that some of you will have some things you want to share, big or small, about what this experience of Bible study has been like. I want to read just a little bit of what was in the book. In the very beginning, it talks about living the script, which is what this Bible study was intended. And the third part of this particular page is titled, Live Your Part. Followers of Jesus are gospel players in local communities, living out the biblical drama together. But we do not have an exact script for our lines and actions in the drama today. Our history has not yet been written. And we can't just repeat lines from earlier acts in the drama. So what do? We read the Bible to understand what God has already done, especially through Jesus the Messiah, and to know how to carry his story forward. The Bible helps us to answer the key question about everything we say and do. Is this an appropriate and fitting way to live out the story of Jesus today? This is how we put scriptures into action. Life's choices can be messy, but God has given us his word and promised us his spirit to guide us along the way. You are God's artwork, created to do good works. May your life be a gift of beauty back to him. And I invite you now to share what this last 8 weeks has meant to you. And then at the end, I'll close us in prayer, and then the worship team can close the service.
Don't trip on the wires when you come up.
Hi, everybody. My name is Amelia, if I haven't met you yet. Well, this was my first time attending a Bible study, and I tell you, I really liked it. I was pleased to see that other people had the same questions that I had on the Bible. I really enjoyed that books of the Bible because it had introductions to each book that kind of told you who the author was talking to, and it kind of cleared up a lot of questions that I had. I would also recommend that anybody who hasn't attended one of the Bible studies that they should go. And I plan on keeping attending the Bible studies. That's all. Thanks.
Thank you.
quite unrehearsed, so. I've been a Bible reader for several decades, but and that doesn't make me better than anybody else. It's done out of fear or desperation, maybe, knowing that I've got to be clinging to God and, you know, through his word every day of my life, because I know how vulnerable I am to all the influences out there and there and there. And so one thing I noticed when we were, compared to my normal Bible reading where I'm plodding my way through chapter by chapter and then starting over and doing it again, was without any chapter and verse markings in here, I really got into the story more, where I get into the story and, oh no, it's time to quit already? Because I have a kind of a really tightly defined time frame in the morning that I read. But whereas with the, reading most any other Bible, it's got chapters and verses and all that, you're kind of keeping score. And okay, there's two chapters out of the way or whatever. And you know, it's kind of in the back of your mind, you're looking for the next chapter because that's my stopping point. Well, I found here, I didn't want the stopping point. I wanted to keep going, but oops, it's time to get going to work. So I've got to stop. So I don't know, it was a different experience from my normal reading, and I really appreciated it. And also on my catch up, in the first several days of the week, I was getting behind her each day, so Friday and Saturday I'd try to catch up. Well, then you get a big, long story, and that was kind of neat, seeing just the whole overview of sometimes two or three books, depending on how short they were. I'm not sure if I can explain myself very well, but I guess the question for myself is, okay, what's next? This was a good experience, and I'm kind of thinking about just starting over with this again, maybe at a more leisurely pace than we did it over the last 8 weeks. But thanks for joining me in this experience.
Good morning. I really, really got a lot out of this book. I would do my devotions in the morning, which I do, but then when I started reading books of the Bible, it was kind of like God and I through this, because there was questions that I didn't know about. And then with our Saturday morning group, I would write down, what is something you noticed for the first time, or what is something that bothered you? And I would write that down, and then I would look at it. And I know I have read God's word in the Bible a lot, but when I read these books and would pray that God would leave me with these questions, like, is there something that bothered you? I didn't quite know how to put this down, but I was so loyal in answering all five of these questions. And whenever I would read God's word and would get to the last two, what did you learn about loving God? I already love her, Lord, unconditionally, but I learned so much with this book, with different perspectives with my God in my life. And then the last one was, what did you learn about loving others and how much the Lord loved us? And all through these scriptures, when I was reading it, I was thinking about this, and so I just learned a lot about God's word, and I would share this on Saturday morning, and if I thought the question wasn't right, because sometimes I doubt myself about something, the group was so, so good and so patient with me, and we just all talked about it and discussed it, and it was like the Lord was with us with all of our discussions. So I really got a lot out of this book. Thank you, Myrna. Thank you.
Hi. My experience didn't just start at this book. When I first started coming here, we had a Bible study about the Bible, and I know about Daniel, I know about David, I know about all that. I knew about it, but I didn't know what I knew now, you know. So, I mean, I've got experience out of all of our meetings and everything. And this book here, it, like everybody's saying, it was so easy to read and so easy to, I mean, I can't say understand, but I found out a lot more stuff than I ever knew before. And every one of these meetings that we have like that are just, I've learned a lot in all these books. I remember right after we read the first one, the History Channel had the Bible on, and it was like, I think it was a three-week show, but they were like two-hour shows, and it told all about the Bible. And as I'm watching this movie, I'm thinking, oh, I remember reading that. I remember this, you know. Oh, yeah, you know. But I've learned a lot more than what I thought, you know, like David. You know, I just thought, oh, yeah, he slung this rock and hit the guy and knocked him over, you know. Cool, you know. Well, it wasn't just that, you know. There was a lot more into it than that, you know. So I think all this Bible study and everything, I've learned so much just in the short time I've been a part of this church. So I really appreciate everybody's help with all this, you know, and this book. All these books are really helping me with. At one time when I was young, I used to think, you know, what's this world going to do without me being here, you know? What's going to happen when I die? How can this world go around without me, you know? Well, I've gotten to the point right now where nothing scares me, you know? It's not scary anymore, you know? I'm ready. I mean, not right this day, but, you know, I'm more ready than I've ever been, you know, so I am in a good place right now, so I appreciate that. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. For those that don't know me, I'm Kathy, the daughter of Glenn and Dolores Pettis that had been a member here for years. I originally started coming here when I was a baby. I was baptized here in 1956. In 1967, I became a member here. I drifted away for a while. Would come Easter and Christmas, would justify it that that's fine, I'm here on Easter and Christmas. I used to also tell everybody I worked with that my church was Brent Woods, but again, I only came Easter and Christmas and went on Sundays off and on with Dad. Well, probably about 5 years ago, Dad and I started coming because we were bringing my dad. But anyway, I really enjoyed this Bible study. I've enjoyed every Bible study we've had. I've gone to the women's Bible study a lot, Wednesday Night Live, and Sunday morning Bible study. It does help me understand more. The biggest thing I thought about is forgive others as you would forgive yourself, love others as you would love yourself. It is very hard in our life to forgive people. We still struggle with people, Dan and I, in our life, but we know they're family, they're good friends, and we're learning to forgive them. The other thing is I really enjoy our church family. I used to worry a lot about problems and situations, and I have learned from all the Bible studies, I have learned to turn it over to God and trust what he has to say and do for you. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you all for sharing. We have shared so much, and God has called us into this community, and he has been in our midst and will continue to be in our midst. I was sitting up here being quiet and wondering how long to remain quiet. Recalled the words of one of my professors who used to say, don't just say something, sit there. And it was good advice. We have trouble with silences sometimes, but God meets us in the silence. And he meets us in the presence of each other. And I have been so blessed in the presence of this congregation and with learning about God and experiencing God. Let's join together to thank God. Thank you, Father, for this church, for these people. And Lord, most of all, we thank you for yourself, for your witness, for your sacrifice, and for your holy word, Lord. It boggles the mind to think about how we have been able to receive this word through all the years and all the wars and all the changed national boundaries and all of that stuff. But yet you have brought your word to us, and it's new every morning. And we thank you for that, and we praise you evermore. In Jesus' name, amen.